Welcome back to our AM Minnesota show. We have challenger Kim Halverson, incumbent Jeff Dockin, and the Rice County Commission District 5 seat with us this morning. We will be getting these up on our website along with the other interviews that we have done so that you have an opportunity. If you didn't get a chance, let's say your neighbor or your wife or your girlfriend or whoever wasn't able to take in the program, right? They can do so at any time of the day or night by going on our website, because these will be up on the website. So I hope you'll take advantage of that. Let's say you thought you heard something and you just want to make sure you heard it right, you can go back and listen to the program. You don't have to listen to the program in its entirety either. You can fast forward or whatever you want to do. So let's get back. And we were talking about economic development before the break. And Kim, you mentioned that you were on the Planning Commission with Jeff back in the day. How long were you on the Planning Commission?
I was on the Planning Commission 9 years, Gordy. It is a term limit. And as I said before, I do believe in term limits. Each of the things that I've done have actually been 9 year terms. Just as I was on District 1 Hospitals Board of Directors and Minnesota Turkey Growers Board of Directors. I currently sit on National Turkey Federation Board, and I also sit on Farm America's Board of Directors, or some people call it Minnesota Ag Interpretive Center, which is in Waseca and is currently doing some growing. So just a shout out to Farm America. If you haven't been out there, it's a good time to go out there.
So what'd you learn when you were on the Planning Commission?
At that time, Rice County actually sent us through some classes, which was absolutely very helpful. And we had, at that time, there was a ton of growth going on in Rice County. It was just before 2008. That was kind of the economic downturn. Lonsdale was growing exponentially at that time. In fact, we had gone to meetings every 2 weeks rather than once a month because we couldn't handle all of what was coming in. We were really looking at some major growth at that time, and actually the county wasn't really very ready for it. Shortly after that, looked at doing some new planning, and I was part of some of that planning in 2010 as we looked at reducing to the 2.5 acre sites. We looked at the TDR processes and a lot of other things to help guide that growth. And I really believe in guidance as we move forward. I mean, I just took a look at the 2040 plan that Rice County's put out, and what I saw was a lot of history. I didn't see a lot of guidance for the future, and I would really like to work on that to make sure that we have a plan laid out. In my business entity, one of the things that I've always really dwelled on is always, you know, everybody has pretty much a plan A, but I really think it's always important to have that plan B and plan C and maybe even a plan D, so that depending upon how the process goes or how whatever we're working on moves, that we're ready to answer it, we're ready to move forward. And secondly, I think it's always important to make sure that the citizens of Rice County have good access to their needs on the planning and zoning side as well. If that they get the answers they need, they get the help they need, and the direction they need.
Was that a good training ground, Jeff, for you when you became a commissioner, being on the Planning Commission?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that, yeah. It certainly was. Jim Brown was the commissioner prior to me, and I was friends with Jim, and he didn't live too far from me. I think that him encouraging me and appointing me to the Planning Commission was a step in the direction to, you know, eventually run for commissioner. I had no intention of running for commissioner at that time whatsoever, to be honest with you. I was on the town board for a couple years, and Jim just encouraged me, and honestly, when he first asked me after serving on the Planning Commission for a while, I said, no, I don't think that that's my cup of tea. And then I had a few other people from the township that got wind of it and encouraged me to run as a deal. So, you know, now today we have a combined committee. The Planning Commission and the Board of Adjustment is the same body. As Kim said back in the day, why some of the meetings were pretty long, you know, we were at two times a month for a while there. Now we're at one time. Last night we had Planning Commission and Board of Adjustments. So last night there was more things on the agenda again. So it was a little bit longer. It was 2 hours and 45 minutes. So, you know, with part of it being Board of Adjustment and the other part Planning Commission. So As far as the comp plan goes, well, that's been a work in progress and has been a work in progress for quite some time. We've asked for public input. We've had meetings throughout the county for public input. We've got good public input. There's a draft document out there that's not complete by no means. We're looking for comments. That's online, so you certainly can go to our website and bring that up and view that, and encouraging public comment. And I think we're going to probably slow down again a little bit. We're gearing up to get something complete here, and now with COVID and everything, I think we're going to kind of probably just coast a little bit and still seek more public input on that comp plan, and that comp plan being the guiding document for the county. What direction are we going? What are we doing here? So, yes, there's a lot of history in it. That'll be brought forward, because I don't think everything changes in a county in a period of 10 years or whatever. But we're working on that, and we'll continue to work on that and continue to ask people to have public input.
I guess this is also in the economic development vein. Interstate 35, rolls through Rice County. You see quite a bit of development in Owatonna area, and then you hit the South Metro, and there's quite a bit of development. But between here and there, there's not a ton. And I know you guys have tried to expand upon that.
Well, yeah. Most people know there's a pretty good chunk of land up towards 35 and 19 between there and County Road 1. There's a highway commercial zone there that's been preserved as an area because it is a nice, as far as infrastructure goes, the transportation end of things is covered well. Obviously, exits both at County Road or State Highway 19 and County Road 1 makes it kind of an ideal place with the reconstruction of 46. Why that will just make a nice loop in there. Part of the problem with that is the rest of the infrastructure. There's been talk, I guess, about the possibility of linking sewer to Faribault at one time. The last project come in, that was part of the the developer was proposing at that time, was to run a line out there. And I think there was some cooperation, obviously, with Faribault that needed. And verbally, I think we had that, or the developer did. So that's a drawback of that area. You are right. We have a big gap between Steele County and Scott County. When you look at it, there's really nothing that's on the freeway. And you have main arteries. You look at, as Kim mentioned, Highway 60 is certainly a main east and west artery, Highway 19 being an east and west artery that connects everything. And then you got the major one, the north and south one. Developers, I believe, like to stay on the south side of the cities because, there's only so much space between here and Canada versus here in the southern part of the United States. So I believe that's part of the thing, is they like to stay down here, and we need to encourage that. Does the county need to look at investing in some infrastructure possibly out there if you can get some cooperation with some particular developer? But I think you have to have that anchor to start with to get something going there. So County Road 9 is obviously the other interchange that's been talked about, and that was one of the first things that we talked about when I became commissioner. John Jasinski at that time being mayor was heading that to try and get something done there, and we're still kind of at a standstill there. Highway 19 and 35W right now, working with MnDOT, same deal. Been working with MnDOT for quite some time. Commissioner Mollica, myself, obviously Commissioner Mollica being from Northfield, encouraging them to get some kind of a roundabout or traffic control at 35 and 19, because the intersections of the southbound or northbound 35, the exit ramp, and then you got 46 going southbound and County Road 59 going northbound, it's a mess there. So at certain times of the day, if I'm driving truck and want to come going north and want to get off and make a left-hand turn on Highway 19, it's a challenge. You should have a sandwich or a picnic with you, because that's what you're waiting for. So we have some very encouraging things going on there, participating in the study with that, and got some preliminary layout of just to get an idea, and we'll be working with MnDOT. Dennis Luby has been working on trying to secure some grants, because this is not an inexpensive project by no means, and we have to have state monies as well as county monies, because the state has their legs in this here roundabout that would be suggested to put in there to control some of the traffic. So
a six-legged roundabout.
Yep, probably be maybe a little bit more confusing for some. I know my mom, when the first roundabout went in, why she just shook her head and says, I don't know why you guys got to do stuff like that, you know. But after a while, when you get used to them, why they're a great thing. I mean, they control traffic. They are one of the they're a lesser expensive, more effective way to control traffic than stoplights. And that's data will show you that. So, if you look to Scott County, I don't know, there's a roundabout on every corner, I think, in Scott County now. Maybe that's a little excessive, but they have their place in certain spots there. And I think that that's probably a good spot there because that'll control the traffic and allow people on and off without waiting forever.
Kim, you have any thoughts on economic development along the interstate, how we can develop that?
I think that, the plan that we have in place is good. The area we have in place is good. We have designation for it. I don't know how much shopping has been done for projects. I know that there have been projects that have come before the commissioners that have been turned down or that have stopped in their tracks due to the planning process. I think the roadways is super good as far as getting 19 the roundabouts, as much as I detest roundabouts. And my big pushback is that I hope they allow for farm machinery. I know the roundabout that is near a property I own in Steele County has been rebuilt twice, and farm machinery still cannot traverse that roundabout. So there are people that actually farm on the east side of that roundabout who cannot farm the land they own on the west side. They have to rent it out because they can't get at it. So I think that's wrong to not allow for that appropriately. And, of course, semis make sure that the turns are created appropriately so that we're not dumping feed as my feed was dumped up on the Medford roundabout. Those are good. As far as growth is concerned, you know, I think growing businesses along that area as well as growing businesses in Rice County is as Jeff said, it increases the tax base, but it also helps people toward jobs and home ownership ultimately. One of the things that have been talked about in Rice County exponentially is the ability for people to buy their homes, to be able to buy homes. And the housing market is, even though we've been through this COVID issue, the house market has been hot. I just sold a home here in Rice County, and they're moving pretty quickly, depending upon, price point, of course. But I think there's a tremendous amount of programs out there and that we could work harder with people who are looking to ultimately own their own home and help guide them a little bit. So part of Rice County's or part of the commissioner's job is, fiduciary responsibility, and that all ties back into economic development as far as I'm concerned. I think that as we build businesses, obviously we build jobs, and when we build jobs, we build opportunities. So they're building blocks. As I've always said, in Rice County, it just so happens the major building block is agriculture. And, they always say you need to build your house on a firm foundation. And so that support of agriculture is absolutely the reason that I became part of planning and zoning or the planning commission at the beginning. We were talking at that time about feedlot issues, and I had a feedlot. So I really felt like the guidance needed to be there from someone who had their feet in the pool at the time. And so that's why I got involved at that time.
You think Rice County is an agricultural friendly county?
I think they've become more friendly over the years. I think we went through a period of time we were not very friendly, and through the guidance and the people that were involved, I think they helped guide that, that more friendly approach. There's always going to be people who don't like big agriculture. I go into a lot of classrooms, and, in these classroom books, we're still seeing pictures of that little red barn with, 10 cows, five pigs, and a couple chickens. And that's not agriculture. We could not feed the world with that kind of agriculture. Agriculture is big business. Someone asked me one time, you know, they looked at me and said, well, you're a businesswoman. And they said, you're a businesswoman. And I said, no, I'm a farmer. Farmers are business people. And it just so happens our business looks a little bit different and doesn't always have four walls, but we are business. So, yeah, I do think we are friendly to agriculture. I think, you know, and we have been friendly to some of the businesses that have come forward. There's always going to be pushback. There's always going to be somebody who doesn't like it. That's a given. I mean, what kind of world would we live in if everybody agreed with everything? So I think you need to listen to that and listen to it with an open mind. But again, I have always used as my guidance for the greater good of the community.
Jeff, are we ag-friendly in Rice County?
Yes, I believe we are. I think we are. I think as Kim mentioned, we went through a period of time with the feedlot issues, you know, and that whole fiasco, if you want to call it that, I guess, you know, it was a tough one. There's no doubt about it. I mean, even at Webster Township, I mean, there was a group of people that were called for a moratorium on feedlots, you know. So, you know, I think we're an agriculture community, and I think that, you know, the Little Red Barn ag people, there's a lot of them out there, you know, and I guess if you look at me, I'm probably a little Red Barn than I am major agriculture, you know, as some of the 2,000 acre plus farms, and we need them too, don't get me wrong. I'm in support of them, but we have a lot of small farmers out there that are getting started or that have decided that they don't want to run down that big road anymore, that they want to be that. And so on our farm, we direct market everything. We are a grass-fed farm that direct markets, you know, between 60 and 80 steers a year, grass-fed, and we sell hay. So, and that's produced on our farm. So we don't want to forget about those people either. Are we ag friendly? I would say so. You know, in my early days when we were milking cows, why, I had four neighbors. Now I have 14 neighbors, and I think that if you develop good relationships as a farmer with your neighbors, keep in mind I'm the one farmer out of them 14 neighbors. You know, and if you develop good relationships with your neighbors, why, people are tolerant of times when things aren't so pleasant on the farm. You let them know what's going on, and I think that every one of my 14 neighbors would come to my rescue if needed, because they have in the past when I've needed help. So that's a crucial part of it, I guess, you know, to make sure people know what's going on, and that's kind of a give-and-take thing, too. We're not going to drive out every rural resident that's out there that's a non-farmer. That's not obviously not going to be the situation, and we probably have more of that in the northern part of the county than we do have in the southern part of the county. There's no doubt about that. So are we a friendly ag community? I believe we are. I think that we've become more tolerant of each other and know that we need ag. And there are some unpleasant things in ag. There's some smells, you know. There's some...
My dad always used to say that's money or something.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that one before, too. It smells like money, and my father-in-law would say, always say, smells like poop to me, so.
Yeah. Well, I've only got a little bit of time left on the show, so I'll start with you, Jeff. Why should people vote for you on November 3rd?
Well, I believe I've done a good job of representing the agriculture community and our small towns. I think that would be the main reason. I am available. I have a headset that's on my ear no matter where I am, pretty much. Church on Sunday isn't, but anyway, it's with me, and I answer my phone calls. There's days that I might have 8-10 phone calls, and then there's some days that I don't. So I am there to listen to people, and I think that if you were to talk to some of the people that I've dealt with in the past, why, I do listen. Everything doesn't always come out like people want it to, but I do listen, and that's what I'm there for, and I think that I can bring that to the table.
Kim, why should people vote for Kim Halverson?
I think I bring a little bit of, I bring a lot of experience to the table, as well as, you know, as I said, I do believe in term limits, and although Jeff has done a good job on some things, I think it's time for a change. And I'm not looking at this as going in and being a change factor, shall we say, because I do think Rice County is well run. but I do feel like I can bring the experience to the table. And I've always had an ear for the people who have issues. During the time I was on planning and zoning, I was one of the few people on planning and zoning who went out and actually looked at every project and didn't just leave it to staff to look at pictures. I actually went out and looked at those projects. I've gotten calls in the last few weeks, and I've gone out and looked at some things people are having issues with. So it's what I do. I do answer the phone as well. In between my regular job, that's changed a little bit. My barns were destroyed in 2018, September, from the tornado. I've had a difficult time with rebuild due to now with COVID. It's just been difficult. I continue to sell and broker and sell turkey manure. So as Jeff was talking a little bit about the smells of the county, I'm one of those that handles the smells of the county, but it's rich stuff, and it makes things grow. And it builds soil. So that's my pitch for turkey manure. And, I would really respectfully ask that people do vote for me and welcome that change voice. And as we move forward in Rice County, trying to build a strong economic program and make sure that we have fiduciary responsibility. The commissioners just passed a 5.5% increase in taxes, and I'm questioning. I know they went to the limit, and I'm questioning the need for that. But I know that they also have a chance to back that off. So I really would like to be that voice at the table.
All right, thanks for coming in, Rice County District 1 Commission candidates Jake Gillen and Jim Purfist will be with us, hopefully. Next week, like I said, that's not etched in stone yet, but either Thursday or Friday, they'll be on our airwaves. That concludes today's edition of AM Minnesota. Again, this will be on our website. Best way to access those, to download the free KDHL app or free Power 96 app. Just tap the app and you're right there. Have a great weekend, everybody.